If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We will get to the NBA as we move along. Side total and props. We'll get to our baseball bets, Major League Baseball for tonight. But let's spend some time here. And Ken, there's a WNBA game tonight also. Like, you're like, I love just like blindly tailing your WNBA bets.
there's only one game tonight. Do you want it? We're saving that though, right? We're going to do baseball here.
Let's do baseball here. Let's save the WNBA.
Okay, yeah. Because WNBA starts at, it starts at 7 or 8, but the point is it doesn't start during the show. So we got some time to kind of roll through the other things.
So for now, the college baseball tournament starts tomorrow. It is not the College World Series, not yet. We will get to the College World Series in time, but this is the college baseball tournament. There are a lot of games. The bracket is massive. I am always honest with the audience. I have never, ever even been close to being a college baseball fan. If I have ever bet games in the College World Series, it has been because I just need action and just really want to have a bet on something. Or like one of the people in my orbit that I now deal with as a result of the show, whether it be Ken or like one of the satellite members of the show, I will place a bet because someone likes something. This year, I am still not an expert and I am still not a fan, but I am more into it now than I've ever been before. And I look forward to hashtag spraying the board big time here because there's a lot of games, a lot of things to bet. And I think based on what our guests have told us and off-air conversations I've had with Ken, that I think we'll have some valuable bets that we'll place here. And maybe they'll win, maybe they won't, but I'm going to feel really good about it. And I just really candidly want to have a ton of action this weekend. So looking forward to it. So Jake will give us
candid.
His thoughts as well.
That was good. That was very candid. Listen, I like that. Yeah.
Like I will be honest. I want to win all my bets. This weekend with the College World Series, if I win, that will be like a bonus. I am really looking forward to the action.
Bonus bet?
I am looking forward. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the action. Candidly. I don't always feel that way. I do here. So, Ken, why don't we give you first word here, and you and Jake can kind of ping pong a little bit here with thoughts on the college baseball tournament. Jake the Snake, of course, our excellent engineer who watches a lot of college baseball. Ken, first word to you.
Yeah, I'll start by saying I'm not betting Wake Forest to win the tournament. I think they are the best team. I think statistically, they make all the sense in the world as a team that can win. They don't really have any flaws. Number one seeds have historically done awful in this tournament. It's been sort of NHL-esque with like the President's Trophy winning team, the team that has the most points in the regular season, like never wins the Stanley Cup or rarely wins the Stanley Cup. Hasn't happened a lot recently either. And the Bruins famously won the President's Trophy and then lost to Florida in the first round. Maybe you heard about that. So, you know, it could be that team that's the number one seed is a great regular season team. Maybe there's something that they do that doesn't work as well in postseason, kind of like tight games, that kind of stuff. So I think Wake can win, but I think the price is too short to want to bet them. So I'm kind of willing to be beaten by Wake Forest. Like if they win, great, no problem. They were the best team, but the price was always so short entering the tournament. At least I don't want to bet them. I won't go into a lot of why right now for teams, but the price and the two teams that I've been the most interested in so far are Florida and Virginia. And Virginia's prices are way all over the place. You got to shop them. There are 11s and there are 24s, just to give you an idea of how different the pricing is on Virginia. And there was a place that was 25 and now it's 21. So, but again, 21's better than 12. It's better than 11. That's a team you got to shop. Florida, you're going to find the same number almost everywhere. 8, 9, 9.50. That's what you're going to pay for Florida. So not as big of a difference there. I like those two teams the most. We can get into why when we talk about other teams, but my opening point here is Wake's great. They can win. But because of the price, I'm not going to bet them. Instead, I'm going to bet Florida and Virginia.
Jake, will you be wake and baking with the Demon Deacons? Sounds terrible to wake and bake with a demon, but will you be doing just that?
I will not be waking and baking as to avoid seeing demons, so to speak. I love Florida, though. Like Ken, I'm all in on Florida. I think this team rocks. I think they're awesome. And I think that, you know, $9.50 is awesome price for them. Virginia, just they are really good. And as a holder of an ECU long shot from before the season, as soon as I saw ECU in the same region as Virginia, I groaned out loud. Reed Walk DM'd me, is like, how are we looking with ECU? And I just like audibly groaned. I was like, I got really bad news, Reed. I'm sorry. I hate to break this news to you. I was like, it's not impossible, but it's really not great. So Virginia is awesome. I will say, though, assuming Virginia wins that region and advances, and assuming Coastal Carolina wins their region and advances, and those two play each other, I'm going to be really interested in that game and possibly betting Coastal Carolina. I think they're a team with a lot of potential and a lot of upside as a team that won it just a couple years ago and has been really good at home and on the road. So that's going to be really interesting to me. But to echo Ken's point, I love Florida. I think they're really, really good.
I just love any sentence that begins with, Reed Wallach DM'd me
and said, how we looking? Like Reed Wallach just big time in his way into the DMs of Jake Hassan.
I paraphrased.
Hey Gunner, how we doing? Everything going okay?
I can't tell you how much I love like the You Better You Bet universe that Reed Wallach and Jake Hassan DM about college baseball bets. Like it's not because of this show. Like it's not because of us, but it's like this show has brought people together. I absolutely love that Reed and Jake are talking about baseball offline. Like Reed is DMing Jake about the ECU.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Big plays.
What's your East Carolina number, Jake, that you guys were talking about?
90-1 from before the season.
I mean, that's pretty good. We liked them last year too. I mean, they're possible. Virginia checks like they're basically Virginia and Wake's profiles look remarkably similar for one team that's the favorite and the other team that's like 25-1. So that's why I like Virginia a lot. And then glad we agree on Florida too. I have a couple long shots I like. We can do those in the next segment too. Jake might have more individual games. We can go over some region bets as well, but like my two kind of like big guns in terms of like most money to win the College World Series are Virginia and Florida.
So coming up next, long shots to potentially win the College World Series. And that's actually an accurate sentence to win the College World Series. Individual game bets and regional bets from Ken Barkley and Jake Hassan. Next, You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.